On Tuesday morning at approximately 1:13 a.m., Sergeant with the College Station Police Department was conducting a proactive burglary patrol in the area of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Luther Street West. During this effort, he stopped a gold-colored 95 Honda Accord. While speaking to the driver of the vehicle, he noticed some electronic equipment laying loose in the backseat of the vehicle. He began to question the driver about the presence of what turned out to be a car stereo. The driver indicated that he had purchased it from an unidentified individual earlier in the day. The sergeant asked for and received consent to search the vehicle. As a result of doing so, he recovered property out of that vehicle that was determined to have come from two recent car burglaries in the College Station area. They moved their investigation to the residence of the driver, at which point they observed more property that they believed to be stolen. Detectives of the College Station Police Department responded to the scene and obtained a search warrant for the residence, which was located at 1602 Finfeather, number 28 in Bryan. Subsequently, with assistance provided by the Bryan Police Department, Criminal Investigations Division, as well as our own Community Enhancement Unit, they were able to serve the search warrant and recover property from numerous car vehicle burglaries that had been reported since mid-September. In all, we're estimating at least 17 different offenses are going to be tied to the property that has been recovered. Additionally, a felony amount of marijuana and illegally possessed prescription drugs were recovered. As a result, there were four people that had been taken into custody for a variety of charges. A Mr. Bobby Ray Smith, 22 years of age, Ms. Jerry Aldridge, 23 years of age, from Bryan, John Blanton, 23-year-old male, from Bryan, and Renate Johnson, a 20-year-old female, from Bryan. The investigation of our detectives is continuing, and we're making efforts to contact the owners of the property to get it to return to them, and based on the continuing investigation, additional charges may at a later time be filed against all four of these individuals.
And this, once again, reinforces the importance of making sure that we keep some sort of proof that we own the property, be it serial numbers or the items have etchings or some other type of identifying markings on them.
Yeah, that's correct. Also, prompt reporting to the police as soon as possible. If perhaps in this instance, if the victims of the vehicle burglaries had not reported it to the police, it's perhaps the officer would have had nothing further to hold the individual on at the time of the traffic stop. But because it was reported and they were able to link it to those victims, they were able to take that individual in custody and then further their investigation as well.
Circumstances of the traffic stop would have been what?
A routine traffic violation.
For speeding or no lights?
It was a license plate violation.
As in no light over the plate?
No front license plate.
Okay. Which seems more often than not, it's something as simple as that leads to something bigger like this became.
Absolutely. Our officers will routinely enforce traffic laws, and if they see evidence of other criminal activity, then they will also investigate as appropriate. So it's an opportunity. If officers are able to observe what they know to be other criminal activity, then they certainly will continue that investigation to its fullest conclusion.